Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Word of God that we'll meditate on this morning comes from Genesis chapter 15, verses 4 to 6. And behold, the word of the Lord came to Abram, saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven, and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, My grace is sufficient for you, dear friends in Christ. How many stars are there in the universe? Any idea? It's a tricky question for a number of reasons, not least of which the fact that astronomers don't really know how big the universe is. So they usually talk about the observable universe. From Earth with the naked eye, about 10,000 different stars can be observed. That's a lot. But with space-based telescopes like the Hubble or James Webb, vastly more can be seen. In fact, astronomers have what they consider a fairly accurate estimate that there are over 100 billion stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way, alone. That's a really unimaginably large number. But what about the galaxies? How many galaxies are there in the universe? It's interesting that about 10 years ago, a deep space survey revealed that the number of galaxies in the observable universe was actually 10 times higher than previously thought. The total, 10 trillion galaxies. Times an average of 100 billion stars per galaxy gives you the number 1 with 24 zeros after it. Way, way, way beyond human comprehension. So when God took Abram outside and told him to look up at the sky and number the stars if you are able to number them, he didn't really expect Abram to do it because it can't be done. In fact, for a believer, it doesn't need to be done, and that's the whole point. Our theme for this morning, you can't count the stars. But you can count on God. Abraham just returned from the courageous rescue of his nephew Lot from Chedorlaomer and the three other eastern kings. He'd trusted in God, and God had given him a great victory. So far, so good. But there was another issue troubling Abram, and that was the promise God had made to him years earlier that he would have many offspring, and that one of his descendants would be the Redeemer who would bring the blessing of salvation to all the families of the earth. But nothing seemed to be happening. Months and years had passed, and now he and his wife were way beyond the natural age of childbirth, and nothing seemed to be happening. Abram could easily count the number of children God had given him, and that number was zero. He'd even come up with a backup plan. He was counting on his faithful servant Eliezer to be his heir when he passed away. You know, since God's plan didn't really seem to be working out. Do you ever do that, by the way? Get a little impatient with God? Maybe get a little bit tired of waiting for the Lord to reveal his will for your life? The Bible tells you that you can count on God to provide you with everything that you need. But how often don't you find yourself counting on other things, like money or insurance policies, like your friends and relatives, maybe your social media, like your own physical strength and acumen? Is it possible that you've sometimes said or at least thought, Well, Lord, I've been waiting for you for a long time, and nothing seems to be happening. And I actually have a pretty clever plan that will help me get what I want right away. And of course, the very worst thing of all, when we substitute for God's plan of salvation our own feeble good works in its place. And as one wretched, corrupt Christian to another, I can tell you that that plan will never work. For by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. You might as well try and count the stars. And that's exactly the point. You can't count the stars, but you can count on God. Abram believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. The word believe there, by the way, comes from the same Hebrew root as our word amen. The Holy Spirit worked faith in the heart of Abram so that when God said, old man, you and your wife are going to have a baby, Abram said, amen. And when God said, a descendant of yours will be the world's redeemer and your redeemer, Abram said, amen. And think how much better off you are than Abram. God's given you 10 times more evidence than he ever gave him. Abram had the promise. You've got the fulfillment. Abram looked ahead to a Savior centuries in the future. You've got a Savior who has come. In fact, you've got the whole history of your Savior's life, death, and resurrection written down for you in a book by God. How great is that? Certainly all of us New Testament believers can say amen to that. And did you notice? We may not be able to count, but God sure can. The Lord counted it to him as righteousness. Abram had no righteousness of his own, and neither do you and I. But God counted Abram's faith in the coming Savior as righteousness, and he does the exact same thing for you. Because you're a Christian, because you trust in Jesus, God credits the perfect righteousness of Christ to you. No, you can't count the stars, but you can count on God. You can count on him to justify you by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And as long as we're counting things, there's something else. Especially when you're counting up your many sins, and their sheer number makes you almost despair of ever being able to reach heaven. Won't you do what Abraham did? Go outside the front door and look up at the heavens. For as the heavens are high above the earth, the Bible says, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's a promise from God, and you can take that to the bank. In fact, you can take it all the way to the gates of heaven on Judgment Day, because you can't count the stars, but you can count on God. His promises never fail. Jesus is speaking directly to you today when he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I learned a new word the other day. It's subitizing. Anybody? Subitizing? Subitizing means to be able to accurately judge how many objects are in your field of vision without actually counting them. The highest number of items that most people are able to subitize is 3 or 4. For instance, if there were 3 basketballs on the floor right now, you'd be able to tell that just by looking at them. But if there were, say, 7 or 12, you'd probably have to actually count them in order to be sure. When it comes to the grace of our God, however, no subitizing is possible. And in fact, counting won't work either. Because the mercies that God shows toward us in Christ are even more vast and incalculable than the stars. And you can't count the stars. But praise be to God. In Christ, you can count absolutely on the boundless grace and mercy of your Savior Jesus. Amen. We'll conclude our worship with stanzas 3, 4, and 5 of hymn 286.